Today's Amud is Megillah Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, continuing the Halachis of Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mishnah, Kari B'Torah Lo Yivchais Mishloish HaPsukim. A person who gets an Aliyah to read from the Torah. So an Aliyah cannot be less than 3 Psukim, it has to be a minimum of 3 Psukim. V'lo Yikra L'Metorgamon Yaisir Mi Pasuk Echad. We mentioned that there used to be a system of Kriyas HaTorah where they had someone that would translate the Kriya into Aramaic. They used the Targum, which is a Chashuv Pirush, written on Piruach HaKodesh, with Ruach HaKodesh, and it was a language that everybody spoke. So they translated the Torah. When they did that, so the Balkairi had to read one Pasuk at a time. We didn't want to overload the Metorgamon and then have any mistakes come out from it. We're dealing with important things, mitzvahs, isurim, chiyuvim, and therefore the halacha is that the Balkairi had to read one Pasuk at a time to the Metorgamon, and the Metorgamon would then translate that Pasuk. Ubenavi shleisha. However, when it came to Navi, so being that Navi is not dealing with as sensitive issues, so then already the Balkairi could read 3 Psukim at a time to the Metorgamon, and the Metorgamon would then translate those 3 Psukim. Says the Mishnah that Hayushleishdan Shalish Parshias, even by Navi, where you're allowed to technically do 3 Psukim at a time, if the 3 Psukim are 3 different Parshias, now 3 different Parshias in this context just means that there's 3 different Inyanim, there's 3 different subject matters, so then Kairin Echad Echad. So then you have to, Balkairi has to read one Pasuk at a time to the Metorgamon, even when it comes to Navi. Because 3 Psukim that are talking about 3 different Inyanim, that's already going to be very confusing. That's basically asking for a mistake. That much we're not going to do. So then even by Navi, you'll have to read one Pasuk at a time. And then concludes the Mishnah with another halacha, that Medalgim B'Navi, Ve'ein Medalgim B'Torah. Now when it comes to Haftorah, when you read from the Navi, so you're allowed to skip around. You could go from one Navi to another, you're allowed to skip. However, you're not allowed to skip when it comes to Torah. And we'll see more about this in the Gemara. But by Torah, you're not allowed to skip, because if you're skipping around, so being that the Torah is all written in order, it's not like Navi, where technically it's different, you can have the Haftorah written all together, even if it's coming from two different Svarim, but the Torah is all on a klaf, it has to be written Kesidron, and it has to be written, and the parshas of the Torah have to be written, and the parashas have to be in order. And therefore, if you're going to go from one parasha to another parasha, you're going to have to scroll the Sefer Torah. While you're scrolling, what's the Tzibur going to be doing? They're just going to be waiting around. So it's a lack of kavod to the Tzibur. So by Torah, you're not allowed to skip. You're only allowed to skip a Navi. Va'ad kamahu medalik. And even when it comes to Navi, how much are you allowed to skip? Ad kedesh lo yifsei kamatargaman. Only if it's skipping in a way that it's not going to cause that there's any waiting time. If you could read whatever the 3 psukim to the matargaman, and while the matargaman is translating those 3 psukim, you're going to quickly go to the next navi. So that's going to be beseder. But by Torah, you can't do such a thing. And again, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. First, says the Gemara, that hani shleisha psukim kenegen mi. That which we read 3 psukim, every aliyah has to consist of a minimum of 3 psukim. Why dafka the number 3? Why did Chazal say 3? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, we had a similar Gemara earlier, says Rav Asi, it's keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. To be meramis that we're reading the Torah, which really Torah consists of all of Tanakh, Torah Shebiksav is Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. So we're meramis to that by having 3 psukim, a minimum of 3 psukim in every aliyah. Earlier in the Gemara, we had Rav Asi saying the same idea, keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, when we were explaining why we dafka have 3 aliyahs. Why is the minimum of amount of aliyahs during the week, or on Shabbos by Mincha, why do we have 3 aliyahs? So then, Rav Asi, we had earlier, that it's keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. So this is a similar Gemara, that also each aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim, that's also keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. V'lo yikr l'metargaman yaiser mipasuk echad. We mentioned in the Mishnah that by Torah you have to read one pasuk at a time to the Metorgamon. By Navi you could do 3. However, even by Navi, if those 3 psukim are 3 different parshias, are 3 different inyanim, 3 different subject matters, so then you have to read one at a time to the Metorgamon. So now, which Haftorah, where do we ever have 3 psukim that are 3 different inyanim? It's a trivia question. But the Gemara tells us the answer. Kagain, the Haftira that we have for Parsha Shaftim, where you have the three psukim, you have Kichoy Amar Hashem Chinam Nimkartem, Kichoy Amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Yerodami Berishaino, and then Va'atamali Poinum Hashem. So that's three different inyanim. And there, if you would have a Meturgamon, so you'd have to read one pasuk at a time. Medalgim b'Navi ve'im medalgim b'Torah. We mentioned that you could skip around the Navi when you're reading the Haftarah, but you're not allowed to skip around by Kriyas HaTorah. Ask the Gemara, is that true? By Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to skip around? Or Minu? Well, ask your Stira. We had in Maseches Yuma, we had the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he was reading from the Sefer Torah as part of the Seder Ayoyim. So it says over there that Kairi Achrei Mois Va'ach Ba'aser. So which parts did the Kohen Gadol read from? He read from Parashas Achrei Mois, and then he also read the Psukim describing Yom Kippur Va'ach Ba'aser, which is in Parashas Emor, seven Prakim later. So ask the Gemara, V'Hakamidalik. You see that the Kohen Gadol was skipping around even though it was Kriyas HaTorah. What happened to cover the Tzibur? Says the Gemara, Merabayu Leikasho, Kam Bichdei Sheyifsei Kamatorgamon, Ukam Bichdei Shelo Yifsei Kamatorgamon. When the Mishnah says that you can't skip around in Torah, it just meant you can't skip around in a way that it's going to be longer than it's going to take for the Matorgamon to translate this Pasuk. But over there, by Yom Kippur, it was only seven Prakim, it was from Achrei Mois to Emor, and apparently, while the Meturgamon was translating his one pasuk, so the Kohen Gadol, or whatever it was that was scrolling, was able to scroll fast enough to get from Achrei Mois to Emor by the time it took the Meturgamon to translate that one pasuk, and therefore that's not a problem. There's no problem of bizayin to the tzibur. No one's going to be waiting around. However, now ask the Gemara, is that really true that by Torah, if you're not going to cause anyone to wait around because you're going to be able to scroll quick enough that you'll get to the new place before the Matargamon finishes translating his pasuk, so then you're allowed to skip when it comes to Torah? V'Halach Katani, it says in our Mishnah, it says that Medalgim B'Navi Ve'im Medalgim B'Torah, it says that only by Navi you're allowed to skip. Torah you're not allowed to skip. And even by Navi, when you're allowed to skip, when this is a special hetzer by Navi that doesn't apply by Torah, it says V'ad Kamuhu Medalig, when it comes to Navi, how much are you allowed to skip? Ad Kedei Shelo Yifsei Kamatargamon, only if you could get to the new place fast enough before the Matargamon finishes translating. And that's a special heter by Navi. It says you could skip by Navi, not by Torah, and even by Navi you have to get there before the Meturgamon finishes translating. So Mechlau, that's Mashma, Dibitaira, Klau Klau Loi. So that's Mashma that by Torah you can't skip at all. If even by Torah you're allowed to skip, if you could get to the new place fast enough, so then how could the Mishnah say you could skip by Navi, not by Torah? There's no difference between Navi and Torah. Clearly, if Navi has this advantage that you're allowed to skip by Navi, and you're not allowed to skip by Torah, and even by Navi, it's only if you get there fast enough, so that's mashma that by Torah you're not allowed to skip at all. So it says the Gemara Elam Rabbayu Leikasho, that is no contradiction between that which our Mishnah says, that you're not allowed to skip, and that which the Mishnah Yuma says, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would skip, because Kan Be'inyan Echad, and Kan Be'shtein Yonais. It depends on the context that our Mishnah says you're not allowed to skip, that's to go to a different Inyan. On Yom Kippur, where the whole thing was all about Yom Kippur, it was from Achrei Mois to Ach Ba'asar, which is all discussing Yom Kippur, so then, since it was one Inyan, so then you're allowed to skip. And says the Gemara Va'atanya, we have a Braisa which says like this as well. It says, Medalgim b'Torah b'inyan echad. It says, by Torah you're allowed to skip if it's one inyan. U'b'navi b'shnei inyanin. When it comes to Navi, you're even allowed to skip to a different inyan, even though it's a little bit confusing. By Torah we're chayshish, we don't want things to be confusing. Only to one inyan you're allowed to skip around. By Navi, even two inyanim. U'kan v'kan b'chdei shal yifsei kamatargaman. But in both cases, the only heter to skip is if you're not going to cause tircha d'tzibura, you're not going to cause the tzibur to have to wait around. And Tanya Yidach says the Gemara, we have another braisa which discusses a similar halacha, that ein medalgim b'navi l'navi, even by Navi, we're allowed to skip from one inyan to another. If it's from one Navi to another Navi, so that's already too confusing, that you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another. However, u'benavi shel shnei asar, when it comes to trei asar is trei asar, is technically 12 svarim, but it's really like one sefer. It's considered like one long sefer. So being that it's like one sefer, so medalek, so you are allowed to skip even from one trei asar to another one of the trei asar, because it's all like one sefer. U'bilvad shelo yedalek misefer sefer l'tchilasai, as long as you don't go from the end of the sefer to the beginning, which Rashi says just means you can't go to mafreya, you can't go backwards, forwards. Going backwards, that would be too confusing. And again, we don't want to confuse the people that are listening to the Kriya. Says the Mishnah, continuing these halachas, says the Mishnah that Hamafter Benavi, the one who usually gets the job of being Mafter Benavi, the one who that was his job, so who Pyres Al Shema? So then when there's a need to be Pyres Al Shema, when the Tzibur comes late, and they have to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first Bracha, Birchas Kriya Shema, so he, the one who's usually Mafter, we give him this zchus that he gets to be Pyres Al Shema. We'll see in the Gemara why. But he gets certain zchusim because he's the one who's usually Mafter Benavi. So he gets to be Pyres Al Shema. V'hu Iver Lefnei Ateva. He gets to be the Chazan. V'hu Naisei Askapov. And he gets to be the one to Duchen. Now that's an interesting line. L'chaira, if he's a Kayin, so then of course he Duchens. If he's not a Kayin, so then he's not allowed to Duchen. What does it mean, V'hu Naisei Askapov? Every Kayin. If he's a Kayin, so then every Kayin Duchens. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, V'hu Naisei Askapov? So some of the Mepharshim explain that it could be if you have a minion of only Kayhanim, if you have a minion of just Kayhanim, so then only one Kayin Duchens. And so let's say you have a minion of just Kayhanim, and so the one who's usually Mafter, he gets to be the Kayin that gets to Duchen. He gets to be the first one. He gets to be the one who gets to Duchen. That's a consolation that we give him for the fact that he's usually Mafter Benavi. V'imaya Katan. However, if he's a katan, so let's say he can't be the chazan if he's a katan, so then aviv a rabba ivrin al yaday. So then, being that he can't be the chazan, the katan's allowed to be mafter benavi, so if the one who's usually mafter benavi is a katan, so then we give the rights to be the chazan either to the katan's father or to his rebbe. The katan kairi b'tayra, umetargem. A katan is allowed to be kairi b'tayra. We mentioned this halacha earlier. He is allowed to be kairi b'tayra, and he's allowed to be metargem. Aval eno pyres al shema. He's not allowed to be the one that's pyres al shema. The eno iver lefnei ateva, like we just said. He's not allowed to be a chazan. The eno naisei askapov, and he's not allowed to duchen, which means he's not allowed to duchen by himself. The Mepharshim explained that it's a lack of kavod atzibur. The Rimul Neil says it's a lack of kavod atzibur that Rashi says that's a lack of kavod atzibur that the tzibur should have to come on to the katan's bracha, and therefore a katan's not allowed to duchen by himself because that's a lack of kavod to the tzibur. However, the Paiskim say that if there's anyways adults that are duchening, so then the katan's allowed to join in, because then the tzibur is not relying on the katan's bracha, they have the adults there as well, then the katan's allowed to join, but the katan's not allowed to duchen by himself. Says the Mishnah now, that paicheach, pyres ashema, a paicheach, different shittas in the Rishonim, what a paicheach is, the common denominator is that he's not fully dressed. Some of Farshim say Rashi that he's barefoot, or perhaps that he's wearing shorts. Others say maybe he's wearing a sleeveless shirt. But the point is, he's not adequately dressed. So if you have this Peicheach, he's allowed to be Pyres HaShema, Umetargim, and he's allowed to be Metargim by Kriyas HaTaira. Aval Einu Kair B'Taira, he's not allowed to be the Baal Kairi. That's already not covered at Sibur. That's already not covered at Taira, rather. Ve'einu Aiver Lefnei HaTeva, he can't be a Chazan. That's not covered at Sibur to be the Chazan. Ve'einu Naisei Eskapov, also it's not covered at Sibur. He's not allowed to Dochem. Asuma, someone who's blind, he's Pyres HaShema. He's allowed to be Pyres HaShema, Umetargim, and he's allowed to be Metargim by Kriyas HaTorah, and regarding the other halachas in the Mishnah, so that already, there's different shitas in the Rishonim, which halachas, which things he's allowed to do, which things he's not allowed to do, but the Tanakhama is addressing now just to be Pyres HaShema, Umetargim, and the Tanakhama says that he's allowed to do these things, he's allowed to be Pyres HaShema, even though included in being Pyres HaShema is saying the first bracha of Kriyas HaShema, which talks about benefiting from the light, he's allowed to be Pyres Shema. However, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that no, kol shel loy ra ma'iris miyamav, if he was born blind, if he never saw light, so eino pyres al shema, he's not allowed to be pyres al shema, because he's not allowed to make the bracha of yitzar ma'iris, he can't thank Hashem adequately for the light, because he doesn't benefit from it, because he doesn't, on a personal level, benefit from the light. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Suma is not allowed to be Pyres HaShema if he was born blind. If he wasn't born blind, if at one point he was able to see, and then he became blind, so then even Rabbi Yehuda is masking that then he's allowed to be Pyres HaShema, because he still gets benefit from the fact that once upon a time he saw, he still knows his way around a little bit, he knows what things look like, he knows what he's doing a little bit more, but if he was born blind, so then Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to be Pyres HaShema. Now says the Gemara Maitaima, why is it that we give these special rights to the one who's Maftir Benavi? Why is it that we're giving him all these benefits? Why does the Maftir Benavi get all these benefits? Says the Gemara Tushitas. Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. Rav Papa says that we give it to him Mishum Kavod. It's a consolation prize. The Maftir Benavi is a very not harsh of a position. Even the Katan's allowed to be Maftir Benavi. So therefore, being that he's Maftir Benavi, which is a job that's not so Mechubad, so therefore we give him other things as a consolation prize, we allow him to do all these other things. Rabbi Barshimi Amar is Mishom de Asi Lin Suye. Rabbi Barshimi says that no, the reason why we allow him to get all these things, especially being the Chazan, all these things, is because the Chazan in those days would get paid. And if we don't give the Maftir Benavi other rights, so he's gonna start fighting with the Chazan. He's gonna maybe be jealous, and he's gonna start a fight with the Chazan, that why is it fair? He's the Chazan, he gets paid for it, and I'm the Maftir Benavi, I don't get paid, it's not right, it's not fair, and because the Kalita fights, so therefore we give him all these other benefits. Now, my Benayu, what's a nafkamina between these two pshatim? Ikabinayu da'avid b'chinam. Let's say the Chazan in that shul works for free. So you're not gonna have a problem of fighting, but you are going to have a reason to give him these benefits if the reason is Mishum Kavod. So that would be a nafkamina. Ask the Gemara now, that from our Mishnah, l'chayr it's a raya that it's Mishum Kavod. Because Tanan, it says in our Mishnah that v'imhaya katan, if the one who was Maftir Benavi was typically a katan, it was a specific katan, so then aviv a rabbi ivrin al yaday. So then we give the rights to be the chazan to the katan's father or to his rebbe. Now, if you're going to tell me that the reason why we give the Maftir Benavi these rights is because if not, he's going to end up fighting with the Chazan, so Katan Bar Netzuye, what, you think the Katan is going to start fighting with the Chazan? That the Duketanim fight like that? So it wouldn't make sense. It must be. It's Mishum Kavod. Ask the Gemara, Elamai, Mishum Kavod. So what, are you going to tell me that the reason why we give the Maftir Benavi these rights is Mishum Kavod? How does that make things better? Katan Bar Kavod who? Does the Katan, is he someone that feels insulted that he's the Maftir Benavi? He probably makes his day. He's probably so excited. We have to Mishum Kavod, we have to give him these other things. That pshat wouldn't make sense either way. So Elamai, what are you going to have to say? Ela Ika Kavod Aviv U Kavod Rabbi. That even though you're right, the Katan's feelings might not be hurt, but his father or his Rebbe, he might get insulted. My child, my Talmud, he's the Maftir Benavi. So Mishum Kavod of the father, or because Mishum Kavod of the Rebbe, that's why we give the father and the Rebbe these consolation prizes. But if so, Hachanami, if so, he also hear that Ika Nitzuye Aviv and Nitzuye Rabbi, that it's the same thing applies by fighting. That even though a Katan is not a Baron Suye, he's not someone that would fight with the Chazan, but the father might, the Rebbe might, and because of that, that's why we give these chosim to the father and to the Rebbe. So there's no raya from our Mishnah to either one of these two mahalchim. Both are valid mahalchim, that the reason why we give the Maftir Benavi these other rights is either Mishum Kavod or said he shouldn't come to fight with the Chazan.